Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about locations where the Democratic Party underperformed. We've been talking a lot about the Republican Party's performance in certain locations. There have been questions that have come in, and they are about three races in particular, all for governors, all in the South. And most of them have pretty simple explanations. You know, this is one of those moments where we go through like kind of a hot wash of it, figure out what went wrong. In most cases, it's not difficult to discern. Okay, let's start with Texas. If you are going to play in Texas, you have to have a fiddle in the band. If you are going to run in Texas, you can't be anti-gun. It's that simple. There's no further analysis of that one needed. And I am not actually coming down on O'Rourke for this, because that was a very principled move. This is his position. He put it out there. But principle does not win a race in Texas. There's a lot of single-issue voters when it comes to that. I would be willing to bet that just about any pro-gun Democrat could have won. So that's that one. Florida is another one. What stopped the red wave? Two things. Like, primarily, people are focused on two things. Young voter turnout and that Supreme Court decision. What did the Democratic Party run? An old former Republican who describes himself as, let me just read it. "I'm for life, aren't you?" Couldn't motivate the younger crowd. Not something that was going to drive voter turnout. That's not who Crist is. He is old Florida politics. And it's a machine, don't get me wrong. That's how he won the primary. But he's a former Republican who constantly casts himself as being pro-life, which is, if you actually look at his record, it's not really what he is, but it doesn't matter because that's what he says. And that's what people know. I'm not saying that if Nikki Fried had been the nominee, had been the Democratic candidate for governor, I'm not saying that the Democratic Party would have won. I'm also not saying it. Certainly would have had a better chance. And then Georgia. A lot of people are questioning that, and that's the simplest one of all of them. Kemp isn't MAGA. Kemp's not MAGA. When you look at a lot of these exit polls, you see that feeling that democracy was threatened was a huge motivating factor for people. Kemp's battle-tested in that regard. This is a person that when Trump, somebody from his own party, tried to apply pressure, he was like, no. He wasn't punished for that at the polls. Conservatives and independents, they voted for him. That one's real simple. I don't know that the Democratic Party could have done anything to win that election, because his performance when Trump was pressuring him, even if somebody doesn't like him, they're going to respect him for that. If the Republican Party had any political sense whatsoever, he would be their nominee for president in 2024. I mean, that's super unlikely, but it would make more sense than the routes they're looking now. So those are the three that I've gotten questions about. And most people, you know, are like, is it really this simple? Yeah, it really is. Crist couldn't drive younger voter turnout. And, I mean, talk about a self-inflicted wound. I mean, he describes himself that way when that was a major factor in the election. When it comes to Texas, it's guns. And I don't think I don't think there was any way for the Democratic Party to pull that off. Kemp earned the respect of the independent voter there. So I don't think there was anything that could be done. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.